الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه. صدق الله والله العظيم. In this ayat al-Kareema, Allah Tabaarak Ta'ala mentions one of His greatest names. لَكُلَكَدْ عَتِينَكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ. We have given you of Allah Ta'ala's ayat, seven ayat which are repeated often. The seven ayat which are repeated often is Surah Fatiha. Everything what Allah Ta'ala has revealed in all the previous kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, all that is condensed and is contained in the Quran Sharif. Whatever is in the Quran Sharif is condensed and contained in Surah Fatiha. So in Surah Fatiha, we have given you everything. وَلَتَعْتِينَكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. We gave you the seven often repeated ayat and we gave you Quran al-Azim. All of Quran al-Azim, Allah has put it in Surah Fatiha. Ulama has even further written, the whole of Surah Fatiha is condensed in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the whole of Bismillah is in the Ba, the first letter. And the Ba is in the dot which makes the Ba Ba. And that signifies the unity, the oneness of Allah. Everything that there is, the greatest thing is to realize, understand the true real fact of the matter, the oneness of Allah, Tawheed. And Allah has given us the kalima also, La ilaha illallah. This kalima also has got great miracles in it. It is La ilaha illallah, four words in it. And all four words are written with only three alphabets, Alif, Lam, and Ha. If you study La ilaha illallah, there is no other alphabet. And it is the greatest statement by on which the world is existing, on which everything, a person's success and failure, in deen, dunya, akhirat, in every way, depends on La ilaha illallah. Very, very fortunate are those people who have got the kalima La ilaha illallah. And this is such a miracle that with three alphabets in any language, try and make any sentence. You can't make a sentence using only three alphabets, like only A, B, and C, or X, Y, and Z, N, M, P. Whatever three alphabets, try and make a sentence, it's impossible to make it. Yeah, with only three alphabets, the greatest statement has been made. Mm-hmm. It says everything what a person needs in life. If a person dies with La ilaha illallah, he will go to Jannah. And man kana akhiru kalamuhu La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-Jannah, kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, he enters directly into Jannah. So this great, Allah Ta'ala has given it all to us in Surah Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala, the importance of Surah Fatiha, there are so many ahadith where it has explained the great virtues of Surah Fatiha. From another point, we can also understand that how important it is that our daily namazes, the five times namaz, a person who makes the sunnahs and nafils also, and it's 48 rakats in the day, say 50 rakats. So Allah required us to repeat it 50 times. Either we read it or the Imam will read it. And when the Imam reads softly in the third and fourth rakats of Zuhar, Asr and Isha, we should also be reading it. We are advised to read it in our heart without the Hanafis. Shafis have to read it verbally. But we read it in our heart with our, uh, in our mind is without moving the tongue and without moving the lips. So why is it, what is the message that 50 times a day, and a person who doesn't read the Nafil, Sunnah, the Ram or Qadha, 30 times a day he reads. Even if it's 30 times a day, that is just in Namaz. And then as a wazifa, we are supposed to read it more also. After every Namaz also we are supposed to read it. So the number comes to why is it? What is this formula that Allah wants us to repeat it so much? We don't think of it, that we are repeating it so much. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Also we are repeating it so much. In the 50 rakat of namaz, three times in every ruku, six times the two sajda, how much does that come? It doesn't even dawn upon us to think that why am I asked to repeat it so much. That anything that if somebody asks us to learn it, repeat it so much, we will realize that it's something very important. But what Allah has taught us, where our dunya mein teri aqal kya karke, in dunya what then, what didn't you achieve with your brain? Deen mein wo kaha mar gaye. But when it comes to the matters of deen, your brains just don't work. And this is not for people who don't make namaz, for us who are making namaz, who are making 50 rakats a day, who are making 30 rakats a day, our brains are not working. Why are we repeating it so much? Allahu Akbar, six times in every rakat. So it is a 50 rakat, about 300 times. And then in azan, every time, six times we hear it, and we are supposed to repeat it. So in every five azans, another 30 times we hear it, 30 times we repeat it. So it's 360 times that we say Allahu Akbar. But we never even think, why am I asked to repeat? We don't even realize I'm repeating it so much. We are repeating Allahu Akbar so much. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Surah Fatiha. But we don't even think that, we don't even realize that I'm reading it so much. And there is a reason for it. One person who was going to work or wherever every day his normal route. So he bumped into a lady at a certain place on his route, whether it's at some crossing or bus stop or whatever. And then he fell madly in love with this woman. And then he said to her, I want you, no matter what happens, I do the world for you. And all whatever he said at that time. So she heard, she said, that I'm prepared to give myself to you. You can take me where you want to. You can do what you want with me. One condition. He said, 10 conditions I'm prepared to. What is one condition? He said, only one condition. That make namaz with jamaat for 40 days. And the 41st day I will come myself, dressed up as best as I can, I'll present myself to you. And I'm yours. So he went, he said, that is nothing. This is a simple thing to get you, this is nothing. So he made 40 days with namaz. 41st day she came, she said, dressed as best as she could, most beautiful, most enticing. And she said, I'm here now. He hardly looked at her. He said, now I found my Allah. Now my connection is made with Allah. 40 days namaz. And we 40 years we reading namaz. And in 40 years, how many times Surah Fatiha? And the highlight of Surah Fatiha is in a Sirat al-Mustaqim. But still we haven't got the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And Sirat al-Mustaqim, as inshallah we'll explain just now, it means the complete deen. But how much of deen have we got? So much of deen also we haven't got, that in namaz we are reading Surah Fatiha, we are reading the highest thing, show us the straight path. The Christians in their Bible, their opening chapter is, oh our Lord, thou art in heaven, something like that. And give us our daily bread. They ask for daily bread. And we ask for Sirat in his career. Where you can't compare the original Christianity which was given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and that what was given to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The followers, disciples of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they also say, to Allah, Anzil alayna, ma hidatam min as-sama, takunu lana eeda li awwalina wa akhirina wa ayatam min, that give us send down a table which they have at Easter time which they still celebrate. What do they call it? The Passover. They what was Isa alayhi salam, fear Allah, what you ask? You're asking for food. And they said, we believe in you and we want it. Allah said, I will send you. And whoever will disbelieve in me after that, I will punish you terribly. So Allah said, Ma idata mina sama. So that is what they muntaha in the summer. They want food, that's all. But here for us, sirat-e mustaqim. We don't realize what we have been given. We don't appreciate who of us today ask ourselves to make shukr to Allah for the ni'mat of Islam. Who of us read Radhitu Billahi Rabban consciously, not just as a parrot. Radhitu Billahi Rabban wa bi Islam deena wa bi Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulahu wa nabiyya. And this all entails so much in it. You can think about it, you can talk about it, you can read about it, you can listen about it your whole life. What does great? When Allah Himself says that الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينًا وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. When Allah Himself said that great kalimat, how much it must be. So this we have been taught to ask Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. And then again, see how we have been taught. What is the build-up of Surah Fatiha? The first Surah Fatiha, seven ayats. And seven has got so much significance in Islam. There are seven rounds of tawaf. We fell the shaitan seven times. And how many other things is around seven? The Surah Fatiha, seven ayats also. Of which the first three ayats are exclusive for Allah, the praising of Allah, the greatness. And as it is mentioned, Sana'ul Kareem Dua. To praise a honorable, respectable, great person is actually begging from him. When you want something from him, you praise him. You don't have to tell him, I want this, I want that. Just when you are praising him, he realizes, I must shower my favors on this person. And the greatest of all, Kareem, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Himself has taught us the greatest words to praise Him. If we want something from somebody, we are all, every time we are desperate. Sometimes we want a favor from the wife, sometimes a favor from the boss, sometimes from some friend or something. And we want, Allah has taught us from the greatest of the great. And Allah has made it farz on us, we must pray. We would never ever been able to think of the composition of Surah Fatiha, to formulate it, to ask Allah. Allah gave it to us on the plate. We did make no effort. And as small children, when we didn't know anything, we learned of Surah Fatiha by heart. And from then till now, 50, 60, 70 years we are reading it. But it hasn't unfortunately registered with us. That is our indifference, unmindfulness, ghaflat. And ghaflat is one of the worst things that a person can have, to be unmindful. Just to give a little material example, if we are having a function at home, and we are expecting some very, very special guests, and we want to host them in the most special way. So the women folk think when they come, we will present to them hot, hot samosas, just fried and on the hot, hot samosa. So they got a frying pan on the stove, and they're waiting for them to come. And when they arrive, they can hear now, The door, car doors are opening, closing. Salams are starting, some chatting is starting, how are you? So would they put the oil is sizzling hot and they start putting the samosas in there. But this little ghaflat, they left the handle of the frying pan sticking out from the stove. And the little two-year-old child, one of the children, grandchildren, somebody's child, playing there, went and pulled the handle down. And all that hot sizzling oil all on the child now. How terribly he burns, how he screams the whole house. That occasion, which was such an enjoyable occasion, we were waiting, we wanted to hold them in the best way, how it has changed. That is what is ghaflat, unmindfulness. While driving, a little bit of unmindfulness, and you make a big accident. How many people die in that accident? How many families are infected? What and what are businesses closed down? The people who are the kingpins in the business, they are dead now. Right? Just that one little bit of ghaflat of 1 second. So ghaflat indeen, how serious it is. Yeah, it is a matter not of dunya, of businesses closing down, of people losing their praise, earning their monthly earnings, etc. Yeah, it is a matter of eternal life of ourselves. But yet we don't come out of our ghaflat. We make our zikr also with ghaflat. Zikr which was supposed to take us out of unmindfulness, to come into thinking and thinking mode, a conscious mode, that also we do it with ghaflat. Our namaz was supposed to take us out of all this ghaflat, but we in namaz also we are pulling in ghaflat. From Allahu Akbar and As-Salaamu Alayhi wa Rahmatullah, we don't think of Allah, we don't think of the posture in whose presence we are. We are in the house of Allah. And sometimes it may be the Imam also, but we also in ghaflat. And this ghaflat, how many people complain, we forget the namaz. It's so much of ghaflat, we forget the rakats of our namaz also. So much we don't know. Sometimes we don't even know we are in namaz. When we are in namaz, we don't know we are in namaz. So Allah Ta'ala let us realize. And the Surah Fatiha, what a great name. So the first three ayats are all the praises of Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And if there could have been anything more superior, Allah should definitely have put it in. The king of all ibadat is namaz. And the king of namaz is our Surah Fatiha. What the purpose of namaz? What we want from Allah? What is the purpose of namaz that we don't even think what is the purpose? The whole namaz is to take hidayat from Allah, to take sirat-ul-mustaqim from Allah, to take deen and kamil from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala for that first, all praises due to Allah. And then, many of us are ulama, we learn it in the classrooms, and who are teaching, we teach it to the students, but it is confined to their own. That when a person says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala says, Hamidani Abdi. And all of us, we heard it many times in Bayans also. But it's just a hearing and finished. When we're reading namaz, we don't even think that Allah is saying to me, Hamidani Abdi. My Banda, Abdi, he has praised me. Like if somebody has to say, just like Allah Ta'ala says, May you pray Rasul, faqad ata'a Allah. A person who has followed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has followed Allah. What a great accolades, praises on the leader. Who follows you, they have actually followed me. I give you that certificate. So much trust you have on somebody. What's the advice he gives you, take it, it's my advice. So that is a great trust that is there. So here Allah says, my banda, Hamidani Abdi. Allah says, my banda is praised. Allahu Akbar. But we are totally unmindful. When we are reading a Surah Fatiha, a whole namaz, we are just totally, and that takes us out of us. Right. We can make near near that for this Ramzan, my taqwa which I have to acquire is that I'm going to make my namaz correctly, conscious namaz. And if we come out of Ramzan with a conscious namaz, what is called a namaz, not al-ladina hum an salatihim sa'un, not the namaz that we are unmindful of our namaz, we really have achieved something great for this Ramadan. Then ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim, two great qualities of Allah. On that Allah Ta'ala says, Atta alayya abdi, my banda has praised me, has fulfilled the rights of my praises. So that is also such a great thing. Maliki yawmiddin, majjalani abdi. My banda has explained my honor, my praise, that I am malik of yawmiddin. These three were exclusive only for Allah, only praises. That is how our namaz starts. Of course, before that, Allahu Akbar is so great. Tana is so great. And we also read our Tana, Subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika, wa tabaraka ismuka. If there could have been more greater words of praise, definitely Allah should have put them in namaz. But we read them and we don't think one bit about them. Like a person is gone for sightseeing and is gone to see the greatest, the miracle of the greatest miracle of the world, the greatest wonder of the world, but he doesn't see anything. He's totally, he's blind. He doesn't see anything there. He spent money. He took out time to go to this place and he doesn't see anything. In namaz, much more greater than all what they call the seven wonders of the world. There are much more greater wonders in namaz. But we don't see anything whatsoever. Every namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. And what is mi'raj? Your meeting with Allah Ta'ala. What a great thing. But for none of us it is a mi'raj. It is everything else besides mi'raj. And then after that, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. The middle ayat, the fourth ayat, Allah Himself says, Hada baini wa baina abdi wa li'abdi ma'asa'al. This is between me and my banda. Khafu for me, Iyaka na'budu. That only you. So 3.5 ayats were only in the praises of Allah. The next 3.5 ayats are now, only now what we ask Him. After so much praises, we have come to the climax now. Now is the time to ask. And what is it? Why are we praising Allah? Iyaka nasta'in. That only you we are asking for help. Now think for ourselves consciously in our mind. If we do ask Allah for help, what is it? I'm sick. I need a shifa. My mother is sick. My uncle is sick. An accident took place, my business is not going right, or it's going very well, but I want it to go even better. I've got one shop, it's more than enough for me, but I want another shop. As far as junior things are concerned, a person might be having one degree, but now he wants another degree, and he wants to specialize. All the time, more and more, everything of junior. I got the best car, but I see one car that overtook me, I must get that kind of car. Anything else, dunya, all the time. But did we ever ask that Iyaka nasta'in, the help of Allah? Even for our dunya things, we don't seek the help of Allah. Right? On one occasion, the Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayhi, has written, with some little changes I'm mentioning, that beef is to plan. To make effort, like we plan to do this, I make effort, I go to my job every day, I do this, I do that, all. And taqdeer is what Allah is ordained for. These two really discussion amongst themselves, taqdeer and taqdeer. So taqdeer says that I work hard, I achieve this, I work, I get this, When I'm sick, I need to take medicine. I go find out the best doctor, go for the best treatment, all day. Quite a few things. So the Takdir whispered and said, all that on its place, but if I sanction it, what Allah Ta'ala sanctions, only that happens. You can make all your Takdir in the world, but what Allah sanctions, only that happens. So Takdir then made effort. And making a lot of effort, acquired a diamond, a very valuable diamond. Now in that diamond is hidden factories, shops, shopping malls, businesses, palaces, cars, whatever you can think. So valuable it is. So in those days, people didn't have bathrooms in their houses. So he went to the sea, that now I'm going to a new life. Let me take a proper bath. So he took off his clothes, put it there on the beach, and he hid his diamond also in there. And he went and had his bath. In the process, one wave came, and there it swept away everything. His clothes also, his diamond also. So his sorrow knew no limit whatsoever. After working so much and acquiring that diamond, and in a jiffy, one wave of the sea, and it's gone. So he started working harder again, Takdir, making plans again. Worked hard, 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 until he acquired a necklace of pearls. And I was very happy with him. Now with this year, I'll go and buy everything of my life, because my life will change now. Well, I'm going to a new different, I'm going to live in the elite suburbs now. I won't live here in the shacks anymore. I live in the elite, I have my business, my friends, everything, whatever you can think. Now, pearls are red in color. And the eagles, the vultures, when they see something red, they think it's meat. So in one strike, the eagle came and picked it up and gone. That he thought it's meat. Or his, the beef shattered. All his hard work. So much, so he was again in deep sorrow. Then, he started working again, working. He acquired money, lot of money. That time money wasn't in notes. They were coins, gold coins, silver coins. So he acquired a lot of money. With this now, I set myself up in life. He came home. His wife was gone out visiting the neighbors or whatever. Now he had to hide, secure his money. So he thought that But in the stove, how the stoves were made those days, at the bottom there was no fire, let me put in, nobody would think of the money here, under the stove, under the, where all the coal and the wood burns and that there under. So he hid it away there. And then he went out looking for his wife to call her, now we got money, we start off our life, etc. And the neighbor's wife, which was common practice, they would go in one another's houses, and to take a flame to light her stove. She came and take a flame from there. But there was no fire, but she saw the money. So she took the money and she went with the money. Now all that money. So his wife came, so he's telling her everything. And now he went, oh, money is gone. So all his tadbir of so much, of years and years and fun, but it didn't help him anything. So the wife told him, that we are very hungry, we haven't got anything, go fishing, catch your fish, and then we can at least eat, and we can fill our stomach. So he went fishing, caught a fish, coming home with it. He passed by a jungle on his way, and one nest caught his attention. So he went to the nest and looked in, he saw his pearls, his necklace of pearls, they are there. So he took his necklace of pearls. Now he was extremely happy and joyful, screaming, shouting, couldn't control himself in his joy. The woman who stole that money, she thought he found out, and he's screaming, and he said, now he's going to come in there and deal with me, I stole his money. So she came out and she gave him his money. He stopped shouting and screaming, yes, your money, and make me mark, and she gave it to him. The wife took the fish, cut it to start cooking. She found the diamond in it. So the beast said, in one jerk, in one snap of the finger, all that I gave it to you. What you yourself put your tadbir, so much you made effort, and I just gave it to you in one snap of the fingers, I gave it to you. So that is what is tadbir. If we put our trust in Allah, But unfortunately, our trust is in our effort. I must work, I must get degrees, I must have a shop, I must do this. And we don't even think of asking Allah. And the same thing it is for our Ramzan which is coming and which is for our Islah. For our Islah also there are two ways. One is inabati lillah. We make effort. We can make all our get up for tahajjud, make namazes, make dua. And one is ijtiba, when Allah just picks you up. And Allah makes you his. In 1 second you become Allah. So we must ask for ijtiba. Say, Ya Allah, you just choose me. And like Fuzayl ibn Iyad was a lifelong highway robber. And how he killed people, how he robbed people. But when Allah made ijtiba, and one child, one caravan that they were robbing, and the child just made this one ayat, Alam ya'ani, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ And he changed all the And he fulfilled the rights of all the people what he had done wrong to, and where Allah Ta'ala took him. Malik ibn Dinar was a lifelong zikr addict, and he couldn't stay without it. And his little girl or daughter of 2 years, whenever he should drink, she should push away, throw the bottle down. But he loved her so much that he shouldn't get offended. Otherwise, the person, if somebody takes his bottle away, he can't tolerate it. But then, all the details and how that Allah made, when he saw in his dream, she was reading, Alam ya'ani, lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'u. So Ramadan is coming, we also make our effort also in our. But have more ask for Allah, for ijtiba. Allah just pulls up and just makes, and in 1 second, all the things you couldn't do without, your sports, your entertainment, you're looking at woman, your cell phone, 1 minute it will be all it will have hatred to you. And love for you. You couldn't think of namaz and masjid. Now you can't stay without namaz and masjid. Allah will put that. So this is the occasion. Anyway, Surah Fatiha is still a long way to go, and that he was the reality of Surah Fatiha also. And the last 3 ayahs in detail, so much detail that Allah has explained what is Sirat-i Mustaqim. And that we must have it complete, deen must come into our lives. Not only some namazes here and there, hesitantly just rushing, caught namaz and just we made our. No, namaz must come, all ibadah, all the 5 branches of deen must come into our life. Every aspect of deen must become alive. That is what we have to make effort for. And many of us, in fact, what I notice, Allah make me maaf, and make me more maaf if I'm wrong also, that even when we have like a firaj jalsa, and a Quran khatam also, when you finish, hardly anyone says Amin. And it comes that whose Amin coincides with the Amin of the Malaika, then his dua is accepted. Even in Namaz, think whether we say that Amin. After the Imam is finished, do we say Amin? Muslims say we don't have to say it with Azan. How the Muslim now so loudly, we don't have to say loud Amin, like some places. The whole masjid vibrates with Ameen, but at least say Ameen. At least your tongue, and consciously in your heart you say, but your tongue and your lips moving, may Allah give us all.